Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling it a last-minute crisis with Hamas. David Mentzer is a government spokesman.
I won't be sharing any of the details on air with you right now, but the Prime Minister's our office statement has said that there remains disagreement. Some things which we thought were agreed have been changed.
Netanyahu says his cabinet won't meet to approve a ceasefire and hostage release agreement until Hamas backs down, accusing it of reneging on parts of the agreement in an attempt to gain further concessions. Yehoshua Shanai's son was killed on October 7th. His message to Netanyahu?
Don't vote for that deal. That deal, it's a very dangerous deal. That deal gonna leave behind us in Gaza Strip about 70 hostages.
Hamas says it is committed to the ceasefire agreement. I'm Ed Donahue.